the season, the off season. You know, not really during the 11-0. I mean, you could see that there were flaws with how they were doing things. That, you know, sometimes you get by with a way of doing things. You know you're getting away with it, that when somebody catches on, it's going to be tough for you. And the Steelers did get away with certain stuff early last season, and they went as far as they could with it because they probably weren't capable of doing more than they had. They didn't have a running game. It's not like Roethlisberger looked back and say, look, guys, take a little pressure off what we're doing here. Let's do a series and run the football. They can't run the ball. Can't run the ball at all. But he caught a lot of flack. Now, it's going to happen when you're the quarterback. I understand that. When you're the quarterback, you're going to get too much praise. And when you're the quarterback, you're going to get too much criticism. I get it. But, boy, there have been a lot of, you know, the big problem with him, to me, is the money issue, which, you know, he straightened out with his contract in the offseason. And when I mean the money issue, it's not how much money he makes. I don't care how much money he makes, but what it did was it put the Steelers in a financial bind as to how much they could spend on other people to make the team better. But, you know, it's very interesting in this league that there are certain guys that have been able to win. Brady is obviously one of them. He gets praised all the time. Russell Wilson has won. He gets praised all the time. Eli Manning was always an interesting mix. Yet when the money was on the table and he had to get it done, he won twice. Ben Roethlisberger, money was on the table three times for him. He won twice. And, you know, there are a lot of quarterbacks in this league. Oh, the praise for this guy, this guy, this guy. And like, you're still waiting for them to win something. At least he's won. At least he's won. It's a little bit better than some of the other people that get praised left and right for how they play. I mean, Dak Prescott gets praised left and right. Well, guess what? Dak Prescott hasn't even gone to where Ben Roethlisberger's won. Hasn't even gone there. Oh, yeah, and then there's your guy, Jalen Hurts.
Well, yeah, he's won one game.
You know. Hey. Your guy, who, by the way, has got a lot of talent, but, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what goes from there. But that's your guy. But he's not perfect, obviously not. And he's obviously the twilight of his career. And he's not going to go out there and do what he did early in his career, where he's just firing the ball downfield and firing into doubles and triples and getting away with it. He can't do that anymore. Just can't. Simple as that. But I respect a veteran teammate coming to the defense of another veteran teammate. I think, that's how you build a locker room. That's how you do it.